folks. Today is October 14th. I just got a tape from you that was dated the 5th and mailed the 10th. So the Pony Express hustled along. Didn't take too long to get here. You mentioned that the prior tape was too noisy. Well, I thought I was going to straighten this out. And by straightening this out, number one, I left the room and the rest of the crew, and all this background noise is the beautiful sea by a beautiful camera, naturally. So here I sit down in the sand in a log, and more or less assuming the pose of a beachcomber. Anyway, so this is the noise in the background, and this is your son and second living letter from Vietnam, Y-Team. Well, anyway, with great interest, I listened to the tape I received today. So I got all psyched up and came down here and decided to send a tape back to you. Fair and square, I believe. You mentioned you had a Panasonic. Well, I have the same thing, about the same size. I believe the serial number is almost the same. It's an RQ209S. And I bought it for only $30. Of course, it's cheaper over here, and that's the best way to buy things. At least that's the way I feel about it. Also, especially from Cameron, I can't get through even on the Mars station here. It takes a week's reservation even to get on the phone, let alone get contact through. So I feel that tape is much better than a phone call, because it just takes forever, and our flying schedule is so screwy that you never know day to day. Talking about flying, I just got done flying today at 3 o'clock. I walked out of the airplane, and I've been in the airplane since 4:30 this morning, so it kind of makes for a longer day. Got up at 2 o'clock and didn't get much sleep last night. It's just one of those things, I guess. Went to bed about midnight, couldn't get a couple hours, and by that time it was time to get up, so that's the way it goes. I guess I'll sleep tonight. You mentioned that you ate over at Judy's and had a good time, and that her folks were traveling. I don't know if I can really get a hold of them very easily, because I tried to get a hold of Judy in Tokyo, and the phones were so bad I could hardly hear the person on the other line who was supposed to be in charge of scheduling and know where Judy was in Tokyo. So I believe it's quite difficult. I'm kind of sorry about that, but that's the way it works. Say hi to Rick and Judy for me, and nice to hear from them. Also say hi to Mr. Deal and Myrtle. I'm glad to hear he's got his rocks. I got a letter from him about 5 or 6 days ago saying he didn't know what kind they were. Well, I wrote a letter back letting him know what kind they were. And in case he doesn't know as of yet, the little red ones are star rubies, and the big green ones are amazonite. It's just something I found up in the rock shop at Yokota when I was there. I already got a letter from Ingrid. She wrote me, I believe, as soon as she got to Colorado. She has a very beautiful apartment. I suppose I'll stop and see her when I come back from Four Leaf. I plan to go on leave about middle of December, if I can. I don't know yet until I get back to CCK. And if that fails, I'm going to take off about the middle of January. So between those two dates, I hope to be able to get back and get some skiing in and come home for a while and try and visit everybody and see what's happening. I feel like I'm a little isolated over here, but that's the way it goes. I believe that there will come a day when I won't have to be over here. And right now, as far as schedule is concerned, I plan to get off for a couple days next week. If we get 4 or 5 days and some orders, we can try and go to Bangkok. Otherwise, it We'll just have to hang around here for a couple days off. Right now we're almost maxed out on our flying time, and we're keeping busy and getting lots of time. That's what I'm here for, and that's why I volunteered for it. I'm getting to fly quite a bit. That's okay. What's this I hear about you taking 3 credits in night school there, Pops? That sounds like you're quite ambitious. You didn't mention what subject it was. I don't believe it was basket weaving. I imagine it's something to do with ecology or conservation, I suppose. Well, good luck, and get an A, so they say. Heard that Grandma Reese fell and hurt herself. That's really too bad. Hope she gets well. And it's nice to hear that she's in Pure, and you know, someone is there to see her and take care of her, more or less, you know, do some of her errands for her and make sure that she gets along okay. Tell her hello for me, and to get well, not to fall down anymore, because that's kind of bad news. You were talking about this runway was expanded up there at St. Cloud. Yeah, well, it's nice to hear that things like that are happening, but I got this paper from Stout, and they mentioned their flying classes they have there, instructions and so forth for a private ticket. I've been thinking if I get out, I might want to do that for a summer session or something, just to get back up in the old North Woods for a summer or so. Kind of miss the old place, and this would be an excellent way of getting around it. I've been thinking once I get close to getting out, I might write the guy in charge of it and see what they think. I'm sure I'd be qualified for it. I don't think it'll be too difficult, and it'd be quite fun. Not the biggest airplanes to fly, but it'd be okay. It'd be interesting. I'd like to go back there for a summer. Get back up at the cabin, too. I kind of missed it this summer. But that's the way that goes. Can't get everything when you're in Vietnam, so they say you can't have everything. But the beach here is beautiful. The water's almost coming up to my ankles here, and I might have to roll my back my log a ways and continue, but till then. The C-5 was here yesterday, and the C-5 was here today. We landed while it was waiting to take off, and it doesn't look as big as it used to. It's getting more common and more well accepted. And some of their troubles are being ironed out. Before, they had to fly around all the gear down, and now they can fly around with the gear up the way it was made to be. Right now, if you hear this funny sound in the background, it's a helicopter flying about 20, 30 feet off the beach, and it's gonna pass over right about now. Now there's a typical grunt flying across the ground, and he's going to crash and fly so close to the ground. But I guess they have their reasons for it. But I don't know why they have to buzz the beach so close. It gets a little bit low at times. I think they're going to go in the water or something, the way they look. Before I mention that, I thought I could go to Bangkok. Well, if I do, which I hope. I want to go over there and buy some material. I know Grandma wants some. And I'll see if I can get some more for Mother. And I imagine Ingrid wants some. And I was going to have some golf shoes made if I get there, hopefully. And there's a lot of things to do and see in Bangkok. It's not the most beautiful place in the world, but in the Orient, it is one of the most beautiful. I don't know yet. That's kind of up in the air, and next week we'll find out for sure. I hope they don't screw up our schedule so we can't go, because I'm kind of looking forward to it. I've always wanted to go there ever since I got over here. I've heard so much about it. And then I just sit here in Vietnam or CCK, but this place, Cameron, isn't the worst place in the world, and especially by the beach. You go swimming every day, I'm getting a look dark as a soul, brother, and getting plenty of sun and salt, surf, go surfing with an air mattress, go way, way out there and get on a wave and come all the way into shore, and you can go body surfing, swimming. Once in a while, the crabs or the jellyfish nibble at you, but you just kind of watch out for it, and everything turns out okay. So far, I haven't gotten bitten. I've felt them a couple times, you know, trying to bite off a toe or something. I don't know what they're trying to do, but so far it has been just beautiful, and I've enjoyed it quite a bit. Also, I've been taking quite a few pictures with my new camera. Sent along a slide and a letter from a couple days ago, and hope you get it. It's me in my more civilized state with clothes on, at least more in a swimsuit or a flying suit, and hope you like it. You can keep it, you don't have to send it back. I get plenty of those pictures of myself. You got a self timer on the camera, and it's quite fancy. If you are interested in a 35mm or any special kind, let me know and I'll try and pick one up for you. Right away, because I can get the letter before I head up towards Yokota, because when I get done here around the 10th or 15th of November, I'll be heading up there. Hopefully for a week, I have a little shopping. I'm saving my money. I'm going to buy some lenses for my camera. I want to buy a great big telephoto and hope to get some fancy pictures someday. Turn into a little bit of a photography nut. It's nice to have a camera that you can do so much with. There's a few other things I wanted to get. A few accessories for my stereo set. I bought a stereo set about a month after I got to CCK. A few extra things I'd like for it. It's quite beautiful, to say the least. And powerful and everything else. I suppose you'll get to see it if you ever come and visit me wherever I wind up. Hopefully I'll be going either to Little Rock, Arkansas, or Forbes in Kansas. That's right outside of Topeka. Those are my two prime places to fly a 130. Once I get home in next August, for sure, I'll have a little over 2 years left. So I'll be over half done by a long shot then. Unless I take a 141, that'll extend me another year. I hope to get out in the first part of 74. Anyway, this beach where I'm sitting at is quite beautiful. It's not far from the end of the runway, and so you have planes flying around here all the time. Not just helicopters. Helicopters have to fly low because it has to be below 500 feet around the traffic pattern. As a rotary craft, a fixed-wing craft, get the higher altitudes for traffic pattern. Down the beach here, a lot of the kids or younger set have taken parachutes and so forth and made themselves shacks and a few places to get out of the sun, I believe. But I just soon come out and lay on an air mattress or lay out in the ocean, just bounce along with the waves. Getting to be a real beach bum or beachcomber, whatever you want to call it, be a real nice place. Retire in Acapulco or somewhere Mediterranean. I don't know. It's all quite beautiful, to say the least. Well, here comes another chopper. They seem to come by and bother everybody quite often, but anyway, that's the Army for you. I guess they'll always be that way. As mentioning lenses, John Holm has also picked up some of this photography bit. I even found a book on Nikon cameras up there at Taichung. You can buy books very cheaply there. Been reading up on that, so I know all the tricks and so forth. And some slides I've been taking are turning out quite excellent, although the developing processes here are kind of poor. I'm going to start sending my slides away so I'll get a better development. They had brown spots and some scratches on the last set I've gotten. You might have had them on this slide that you'll get in the mail, this letter I sent. I already got one box of the cookies, and that's real fine. And got a box of brownies and some spice cake from my my honey down in Little Rock. And so I'm expecting this other set coming from you folks pretty soon that you mentioned in the tape. And a crew gets one about once or twice a week, so usually I have a care package for one and all, hopefully once or twice a week. And everybody devours everybody else's food, and it's usually gone within a day. But at least it's good when I get my fair share of it. And I usually do, especially when it's mine. I try and...